ABC Radio Australia.
Solomon Islands was the toast of the region, spending millions to host last year's Pacific Games. And 7 months on, new Prime Minister Jeremiah Manele is digging deep and cutting costs to raise much-needed revenue. As Krishnarita Almanuliong in Honiara reports, boosting the economy is key to the government's new 100-day strategy.
Jeremiah Manele is a seasoned diplomat at home in the delicate world of diplomacy and negotiation. But as Prime Minister, his focus is now on the country's ailing economy.
I stand before you today to introduce or launch two crucial documents that will guide our nation's journey towards unity, transformation and sustainable development. These documents are the 100 Days Programme and the Policy Statement document for the government.
In front of an audience of MPs, diplomats and the business community, he unveiled a 34-page plan to improve the economy and drive up government revenue.
The focus will be to enhance financial stability through strengthening tax compliance, tighten discretionary exemptions, review modes relating to mining companies and ensure quality spending. The procurement process will also be monitored to ensure government purchases reflect value for money and quality outcomes.
His predecessor, Manasseh Songavare, spent millions of government funds to host last year's Pacific Games. Now, as Finance Minister, Songavare is looking to cut costs.
We need to tighten up these things so that government can serve them.
We need to tighten up government revenue so that the government can do what it's meant to do. There's a lot of big things said in this document, and that's my concern as the finance minister, because I'll need to look for the money to implement these things.
The private sector is often referred to as the engine of the economy, but it's often left out of policy discussions. The chair of Chamber of Commerce, Namoi Kaluwai, says it's time for change.
Private sector is very important for economic
produce. Private sector is important for the economy of a country, not just in terms of revenue, but it's the partnership with the government in the form of dialogue, advice and suggestions on how to move forward, and that's something I believe the government should use as its leverage.
Ms. Kaluwai wants members of the private sector to take part in cabinet subcommittees.
This one here mainly for also one for a focal point.
To keep the decision makers informed on the issues affecting those in the private sector. This way we can actively participate together in policy formation through this subcommittee so the government can make good decisions in the best interest of the economy.
As for the Prime Minister, he hopes the 100-day policy can be an investment in the country's future.
They reflect our collective aspirations and our commitment to building a prosperous, united and resilient nation.
And that is Solomon Islands Prime Minister Jeremiah Manele ending that report from Krishnarita Almanuliong in Honiara.